You were cast in a leadership role as you were the rest of your life. Did you enjoy yourself in leadership at that point? Was that interesting and fun for you?
That day was not fun. You understand, it's a student body of leaders. So to be selected to be the leader of the leaders was very, very flattering. Also, I'll give myself credit for knowing how to utilize the talents and skills of my fellow students. And that made it fun because we were doing some exciting things. And I had wonderful people to work with and to learn from.
There are different types of rabbis. Rabbis can come out and be congregational rabbis, maybe rabbis who would work for nonprofit foundations, or teaching rabbis. You chose to be a congregational rabbi. Why did you choose that?
Yeah, and that's not what I thought I was going to do at first. Again, I thought I wanted to work with youth. We have a National Federation of Temple Youth, NFTY. Frankly, I thought that's what I was going to do. And what I discovered is that I could do a lot of youth work in the congregation and do other things that I also enjoyed. So the congregational rabbinate was a clear choice. The question for me was whether upon ordination to go to a small congregation somewhere of up to 125 families, which we were eligible for as a new ordinee, or take an assistantship in a large congregation and work with a senior rabbi. I struggled with that decision. Fortunately, the summer before my senior year, the dean called me in and said, I want you to do something, Charles. I was supposed to go to some other congregation. He said, there's a congregation in Bluefield, West Virginia that has always had a resident rabbi. The resident rabbi just left, and they've come to the College Institute for a student rabbi. We think that you're the person who ought to go to this place. I jumped at the chance because this gave me an opportunity to serve part-time a small congregation and see what that would be like. And it was a very good experience, but I discovered that I could do in 3 days out of every 14 just about everything that they needed done. And I said, what am I going to do the other 11 days? And I decided to become an assistant. They asked me to stay in Bluefield. It was very nice of them. They were nice people. I think I had 85 congregants. I went to a 1,400 family congregation in West Hartford, Connecticut as the number two rabbi.
Somewhere in here, you met a young lady by the name of Nancy. Is that part of this period of time?
No, it's much earlier. Much earlier.
Okay.
I took Nancy to her senior high school prom.
Okay.
Nancy and I have known each other forever. She told the story on Sisterhood Shabbat, so I'm sorry, friends, to repeat this, but I'm telling it for John and Vio, okay. Nancy was vice president of her Temple Youth Group in the South Hills section of Pittsburgh. I was president, of the Road of Sholem Youth Group. We were part of a region called MAFTI, the Middle Atlantic Federation of Temple Youth in those days. The whole region met once a year, either in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Baltimore, or Washington. We were on a bus from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia. So all the four Temple youth groups from the greater Pittsburgh area were on the bus. I was involved in a sermon competition representing my youth group and I think Pittsburgh. I was practicing and this young lady from the South Hills comes along and asks me what I'm doing and whether she could help me. And she's been helping me ever since.
Children from your marriage?
We have three that I'm aware of. Aaron was born in 1970 in West Hartford. Daniel in 1972 in West Hartford. And Ruth is our Okie. Born here, and apropos of what we talked about at the very beginning, Ruth perpetuates my mother's name.
The two boys are rabbis.
They are.
Was that direction from you, or could they make that on their own free will?
Oh, absolutely. It was their choice. I'm delighted that that's what they wanted to do, but I think they saw a father who thoroughly loved what he was doing. They got a wonderful Jewish education here in Tulsa and decided that this is what they wanted to do. Incidentally, I don't want to pass over Nancy's participation in my life and career. Nancy and I dated all during our college years. She went to Ohio University. When we think of OU, it's Ohio University. Nancy finished in 3.5 years so we could get married, and we did in February of 1965, 1 week after she graduated. She taught school and supported me through seminary, what we called a brunette scholarship in those days. And for a good part of my seminary education, Nancy was with me, was part of that, knew what I was studying. And I think that made all the difference in the world. She understood from the beginning what a rabbi does and is my greatest asset. There's no question about that. Has been throughout my life. Did I say that right? Oh, good. Now, I think that people who marry after they've trained for their career and so forth, spouse doesn't have that advantage, which my wife has.
Mm-hmm. Two rabbi sons, have they ever called as a rabbi for advice in their congregation?
Oh, sure.
And say,
sure.
Hey, I've got this going on in my congregation.
Yeah, yeah. We do that regularly. I love it. Yeah.